What's up, guys? Wagwan, how are you doing? You are listening to your preferred podcast, Wednesdays with Chike, and this is your lovely Oluwashikeme speaking. This is Wednesdays with Chike, your one-stop distraction, where we talk about everything and yes, not everything. Thank you so much for listening. As always, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. On this week's episode, we will be talking about something talking about what new hobbies have you picked up this year and would you recommend to others? Okay, so I went on Reddit and I found a lot of comments. So I've seen three of them. And please, 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 if you picked up new hobbies, please send me a voice note so others could learn from you. Something you could actually recommend to others. So number one on my list is calligraphy. This one said, calligraphy is fun, it improves your handwriting, and forgery. It improves handwriting, fine, but forgery. I wonder. Okay, so, someone said, I enrolled myself in free online classes such as photography, editing, art, and there's so many of them. And yes, truly, a lot of us have been engaging ourselves in online classes. This is the best time because you have the time on your side, you have most of the resources available to you now to get involved. And yes, reading. Reading. Lots of people also would recommend reading because some of people, yeah, you buy a novel, a fiction book, you start with so much zeal. And before you even get to the middle page, you don't know where the book is again. So please, I would encourage all of us to go and find our books. Even as I'm talking to myself, as I'm saying this, I'm remembering some ebooks I started but did not finish. Okay, but I almost always finish my books though. So yes, let's go back to that. Then now, someone said archery. We all know that one is not really feasible here, but then apparently it's an excellent way to clear your mind. Experimenting with cooking. I keep telling all my friends that are into pastries, guys, be experimenting. I will also be experimenting with tasting. Do the cooking, let me come on, do the tasting. Life is easy. It's a win-win situation here. You get to learn, you know. And I also get to improve my culinary palate, you know. I feel so good saying that. Okay, don't worry, you can't check the dictionary to know what that means. Yes, you should also be using our dictionary more. Now, starting and learning new languages. This, I know someone that will probably listen to this. You started learning Spanish at the beginning of this COVID. How good is your Spanish now? Yes, there are lots of apps that you could learn Spanish from. And also, someone hinted that once you learn Spanish, once you're trying to learn a new language, sometimes, but if you have the app, by the end of the lecture, by the end of the whole lesson, you discover that you're really not good. Like, you should try talking to people, try engaging in dialogue, try reading books in a particular language that you're learning, like, to help. Because, you know, now what you don't know, you can't teach. It's that simple. And yes, I have a mock near my house, in case you're hearing them calling to prayer. Okay, so another one is sewing. Well, this is actually quite easy. Once you have the same machine, there's lots of tutorials on YouTube that you could help. So I think that's pretty cool. Gardening and learning to play the guitar. The person here said it is therapeutic. That would be gardening. You know, gardening to white people is like, you kneel down outside, wearing gloves and the boots, trying to tend to the tiny, tiny plants and the flower beds or whatever. It's cute, but here in gardening, you just even go to the farm, which is actually not bad either. You could start a vegetable farm somewhere near your house, and at least it gives you a reason to wake up in the morning, something to look forward to every day. Learning the guitar to it is no problem. It's actually quite cool. Then meditation. I really don't understand this meditation. I was actually going to look into it because the meditation that I know, at least that I see in movies, is that you sit down, monkey pose, your legs intertwined, you know, now you sit on them, then you put your hands on your knees, you close your eyes, and you go I really hope there's more to it. Of course there should be more to it, because this place is saying that it's also therapeutic and it makes everything quite easy. Oh well. Then now, analog photography. Photography in general is actually something really cool. So, yeah. That won't be bad. Now, walks. Let me read as this person wrote to say, you got a problem, go for a walk. Got a dog, go for a walk. Just ate, go for a walk. I've been shot, walk it off. So, basically, I think this is quite nice because, number one, you get to walk. Exercise, you burn a few calories. Then secondly, it actually makes you clear your head and react less to issues. But just that day, if you're a young person living under your parents' roof, you can't actually see your effects that say I want to go for you. Well, keep on rolling, come back here. But then again, that's okay. Crocheting. This. All my sisters know how to crochet, but I do not. The thing is, crocheting and beads, making necklaces from beads. You see those two things? I really think I have very little patience for things like that, because I like to start something and finish it that day, or at least finish it the next day and see, okay, oh yeah, I did this shit. But then this thing is really making necklaces from beads. It takes forever, like forever, like you keep on turning and twisting and doing the whole thing. It's cute to watch, but I'm not that kind of patient to go. It's actually cool. Okay, someone said it's frustrating at first, but the end product looks cool. Yes, it's actually pretty nice. But oh my god, there's someone said picks up a Lego architecture set. Well, that's nice. Lego. Architecture of Lego. That's actually quite nice, isn't it? It engages your brain. Now, this person said Dungeons and Dragons is practically therapeutic in nature. It actually helps me a lot throughout the confinement. Okay. Now, I really want to know what is with this game, because this is a bit nerdy, so excuse me. For like in Stranger Things, Big Bang Theory, I think in Jumanji 2, or whichever one. Yes, so I want to really know what's with this game, because it's apparently very nice, because Dungeons & Dragons got mentioned like twice or thrice in this in the comment section. I was like, what's up with this game? Moving on, yoga. Yes, now yoga, I understand yoga, and it makes you flexible, it's good for you, it's good for your body. And it's nice, it lets you let out steam and everything. You guys are actually good too. So, now, learning how to solve the Rubik's Cube. This is something I would actually like to learn, but then it depends on how committed you are to most of these things. This person said, I learned how to solve a Rubik's Cube. My current best time is 50.8 seconds. It's pretty fun to see myself progress and learn new things about it. So that's not bad, learning how to solve the Rubik's Cube. I really hope someone picks this up, you know. Making ceramics. Yes, this is something that I can do, because I get to see what I've done that day, or I get to see progress, I get to see what I'm doing. So, and that's really fun, because you get to use it yourself. So, but then again, you have to be you have to be active to be able to do this shit, because you know how when you are making something, and to you are making a cup, and everyone is asking you, okay, is this abstract, because this shit doesn't look like a cup, man. Okay, so moving on, a visual journal. Visual journal is actually pretty cool. I mean, what's the news like about it? Then home exercising is good now. Most of us, especially me, should have been exercising, but we are not doing it. And this is the best time, because you have a lot of time, you are eating so much. You know, when you're at home now, you get hungry like almost every 5 minutes. Yes, so, and everything just sits there, you don't work it out. So, yeah, growing edible plants. I talked about the vegetable farm already. And keeping actually think some of the things on this list are for white people, like the tennis. These things are too white. Ant keeping. I'm not really seeing the ant pass you by. The ants don't come near you. They're already disturbed by that. But now, keeping one colony of ants in my room, in my house, like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Like, that's something that I believe. Is that I'm too black for, or I'm too Yoruba for it? This one, I am too Yoruba for it. Ant keeping. Nuh-uh. But then again, you might like it, so you could do that. Writing a journal, you don't have to do it every day, and you don't have to write everything, but just to deal with anxious thoughts. I think I've been doing this of late, and yes, it has been therapeutic. We tend to load up too much in our minds, writing them in a book instead of dumping them away. I've actually been doing this recently because I can't put it on my status, because some people are asking me, what's up? What happened? Dude, nothing happened. I just feel like just to unload, you know, just when you're writing, it feels like you're talking to somebody. You don't want to talk to somebody, but then you want to let it out. So yeah, keeping the journal is quite nice. Listening to podcasts, yeah. I know lots of people just are listening to podcasts. I'm listening to podcasts with my own podcast. Thank you so much. Continue with very good thing. You see, people haven't taken that hobbies and recommending it to others. So keep listening. And you don't just have to listen to my podcast alone. There are so many podcasts on different interesting topics that would be very amazing for you. So you could check on the Anchor FM app if you have the app, or Google Podcasts. Loads and loads of podcasts, just depending on what you like, what you like to listen to. This person actually listens to the podcast first thing in the morning as a distraction from negative thoughts that makes it difficult for you to leave your bed when you wake up. Okay, this is a white shit, but then listening to podcasts actually pretty good, you know, not bad. Then someone said, this is not really a hobby, but I've been staying on top of my uni workload instead of doing everything last minute, and it has been nice. Okay, now this, having a sense of urgency, this I am actually also working on. Whenever you have stuff to do, just do it, no need to postpone it to the next day, just do it now, and it just makes things a lot easier for you. Then you don't have to rush, you don't have to do so many things, you don't have to like try so many things at once. Now learning instruments, the piano. I think I have a friend that's still learning the guitar. I hope you are still learning. It's okay. So yeah, this is actually very interesting. Started complimenting men. Someone said, few things are cuter than a grown man getting tickled pink because he said his favorite hat looked cool. The person that said is a woman. I said, I learned from another Reddit post that men don't get compliments. I tend to change that. At first, it was hard because she's really shy, but it gradually got easier, and now I just point out things on all people that I think are nice, and it became as easy as breathing. And this is actually really, really nice, because a guy commented and was like, he actually remembers compliments a girl gave him when he was in the 8th grade. Imagine how much, because guys don't get these things a lot, and it's nice we are going to do it. But I just feel like, the looking at like, this Nigerian man looking at you like, so okay, or the most annoying one is like, show why I mean, all those. You look nice, just accept it. Cycling, some of us can't cycle to save our life, you can't ride the bicycle. But then, this is actually nice, and this person does it as a way to commit to work. It's really hard to record a podcast when everybody's home, it's really, really hard because there's so many noise in the background. So yes, another person said Dungeons and Dragons again. So it's what I was saying. Now this one was very nice. It's like, oh my god, I have to say this. If you are in a solid relationship, write love letters for and to your spouse. This is nice. I'm not very good at expressing my love for my husband on a day-to-day basis. So this year for our anniversary, I'm gifting him 12 love letters. Different prompts, like when we first met, you are remarkable because what I love about us, blah blah blah, that you can open when you want. And I'm like spilling myself into these letters, I don't think he has ever seen that side of me, and I'm kind of excited to see how he reacts to how much love I have for him. Anyway, I think I'm going to do something like this every year. Different prompts, obviously, but I want him to always know how I feel about him. This is very, very, very nice. This is very nice to actually do things like that. And the thing is, once you start now, it's easy to get used to doing these things. As soon as you start, it's very easy for it to get used to it. Okay, so moving on, putting things away as soon as you finish using them. This, so many people. God. Okay, I think I'm actually, I'm kind of part of these people. Once you finish using stuff, please move it away, because it makes things easier and a lot better. I keep saying easier and a lot better, but because all these things actually does make it easier and a lot better. So thank you so much for listening. I hope some of these hobbies, you'd be able to do them. And even if you can't really do them, share the podcast link to people. Someone would find one of these useful. And if you started a hobby that I did not mention, please send a voice message so that others could learn from you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. And I hope I have been able to successfully distract you. Again, thank you for listening. This is the lovely Olu Achikemi speaking. See you next week. Oh, sorry, you became my voice next week.